Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Amazing news. Kind of.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yeah, I can talk
about
it.
Are you 100% sure?
I'm absolutely strong enough.
Do you know which side of this I'm on?
No, I didn't know there was a side.
Oh, yeah, there's a side. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My save the dates are arriving. I know that Aaron has gotten hers. Mm-hmm. Soccer has gotten his, which...
Yeah, we need to talk about this. There's so many things we need to talk about.
Have you gotten yours
no,
yet?
No, I haven't. No, and I check the mail every day.
I hope it arrives because, boy, have I learned. Simply don't print your own envelope addresses at home.
Uh-huh. Can we get to that in a second?
Sure. Do you want to talk about...
I want you to look at me.
Okay.
Deeply into my eyes.
Yeah.
And call me the other name.
No.
You have to.
Your real name?
Yes.
Michael.
Look at that. She can't do it.
I've never known you as Michael.
I know, but you invited me to your wedding.
But you're not
as Slacker.
Michael.
That is so effed up. I don't even know what to do.
I was very concerned when I saw it because it was like, that's his on-air name and there's his address. So any post office worker just has it.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
Now we all have it too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first time you've ever said the M word, huh?
Yeah. I've only known you half.
Right.
Well, actually, we're getting close to knowing you a year, which is crazy.
For sure.
But it doesn't feel right to me.
Hold on. Let's go around the room. Have you? Aaron has said it when she's. Aaron uses it like you're like a mom.
That,
you do it when I'm doing, like if I'm being real dumb or I'm like mouthing off to somebody, I'll suddenly hear like, Michael. And it's
right.
Like, I'm like, oh, Aaron.
Or I'll do it in public if like we went to Charlie Puth together and I didn't want to like yell Slacker in
there.
Okay.
So I have a code name that I use for you when I'm talking with my fiance in public.
What is that?
But
why wouldn't you just use my real name? That's the weirdest thing I've ever. What is your code word for me?
That's so funny. I have code names for all of you.
Yeah.
You do. Oh. But you don't want to say it because
right,
then you
can't.
Right,
because then if someone is like sitting around me at a restaurant and I say those three names, they're going
to
know.
Okay. Well, then you need to write them down and hold them up here.
I don't have a piece of paper.
Here.
Give me a piece of paper.
Okay.
You're going to hate yours.
I want you, T-Hack, while she's writing things. Can you say it? Have you ever said it?
Obviously.
That's what you call him?
Yeah, but...
But that's soap. Okay.
It's enough.
Michael.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I can do it.
What? Okay.
For obvious reasons.
How's that obvious? I would have gone with like...
This one you're going to hate.
No, you don't.
Yes, what? I do.
No, you don't. You
yes,
call
I
me
do.
That?
Yeah.
You cannot call me that.
Well, I call
Look
you that.
Look me in the eye and call me that right now.
Well, I don't want to say it because then I can't use it in public.
Okay.
I refer to you as Michael in public.
You do?
Yeah. Whenever I do the same thing. It's Michael. Yeah.
But don't you feel like I feel that we all know each other so well. So well.
Right.
I'm not calling him Tyler to like out and about.
Oh, I do that all the time.
You call him Tyler?
Yeah.
No, I'd probably call him Hack more than Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever called you Tyler. I called you Ty, but only because our boss kept calling you that. And I tried to show him how that's not his name, but I just reinforced his negative behavior.
Yeah, I don't get called Tyler really very often at all.
What does your wife call you?
Poppy.
Oh.
Oh.
And so do the kids.
Did she call you that before you had kids?
Yeah, of course.
Did she really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hot.
Before you were married?
There's
no way she called you that the whole time.
Kinda.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's like, wow. That's your daddy. Yeah.
I mean, the word just means, the word means something different. Like, she is Puerto Rican, so everyone is Poppy. Whenever we go to her side of the family, like, her dad is Poppy.
Her uncle's Poppy.
Yeah. And what gets confusing is when everyone starts calling my son Poppy as well. And he's like, I'm not Poppy. That's Poppy.
Oh,
and it's
like, yeah. He's like mad at everyone.
Yeah. It's like, no, yeah. you're all Poppy.
Okay.
Okay. So we've addressed one part of it. You put my on-air name on the envelope.
But I just, like, I know you so well.
But
you are Slacker,
so then what happens if I go to your wedding?
If? First of all, what?
If I go, then, what are you going to do?
Like, on the seating chart?
Yeah, you're going to write...
I can make you Michael, but that just feels so weird.
Well, I have a question because I haven't gotten my save the date yet.
You're not going.
What is mine address to?
That's so interesting. Your legal name.
Really?
Yeah,
that's so weird.
But you don't call him that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Okay. I'm having like a spiritual awakening.
This is weird that you couldn't say it. Like when you just said my real name to me, it was like kissing your sister. It was bad for both of us.
Well, and you invited other radio people, right?
Yeah, but no one who has like a radio name the way Slacker does.
Yeah, everybody else is kind of their real name.
Yeah, it's like their first name.
Mm.
Okay. So moving to the next point that I'd like to make. You ratchet piece of hell. Handwrite the invitation. You handwrite that.
What?
No, that's...
Yes, you do.
No.
Hack.
It's not going to look nice.
Yeah, I'd rather it look nice.
Then pay somebody to handwrite it.
As I learned, it didn't look nice anyway because the ink just dissolved.
Like, Aaron sent a picture and I'm like, wow, that is wild. I couldn't wait to check my mailbox
It didn't go far. Like, we live a couple, like, neighborhoods away from each other, so... I'm worried T-Hax is never even going to make it there.
Her envelope looked like it hiked manatee.
Yes!
It was all beat up and sweaty and dirty.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.